Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ruth McMillan.
Who's Ruth McMillan?
Honey, I've talked about her 1,000 times. We went to school together. Come on, honey, she's waiting.
Hello, Ruth. Ward, yeah. Yes, well, it's very nice talking to you, too. Yes, we must be sure and do that sometime soon. Yes, well, here's June.
Hello, Ruth. Yes, I guess they're all tired when they get home. Well, now, look, you tell Dudley that Wally will be looking forward to seeing him. Bye.
June, don't ever hand me a phone and tell me to talk to a complete stranger. It's like having someone walk in on you while you're taking a shower.
Well, you know, Ruth, she was my bridesmaid. She and Ralph have just moved into the neighborhood, and her boy and Wally be going to the same school together.
Well, that's fine.
Yes, so I told her to have Dudley stop by in the morning. Wally'd walk to school with him and introduce him around. What's the matter?
Well, nothing, I guess. I just hope that's the way they do it nowadays.
What do you mean?
Well, if I remember correctly, a new boy is supposed to go to a new school for several weeks and sort of be ignored. Then finally, he gets tired of that, and in order to attract attention, he starts talking about his old school, and somebody tells him to knock it off, and he's made his first friend.
Word. That's cruel.
Maybe. We boys wouldn't have had it any other way. Oh, hi, Beav.
Hi, Dad.
Well, come here a minute. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yes, sir. Do you mind if we don't talk about it right now?
Well, no, of course not, Beav.
Dad?
Yeah?
Is a soprano a lady singer?
Yeah, a soprano's a girl with a high voice.
Then how come boys can be sopranos, too?
Well, most boys have high voices until the age of 13 or so. Why?
That's the part I don't want to talk about.
Come on now, Beaver. You can level with me. I'm your father.
Well, Mr. Willett, our music teacher, started up a chorus today. They got girls and boys in it. And there are not enough creepy girls to sing soprano, so Mr. Wilt made me and Harry sit and sing with them.
Oh, I see. Well, that's not so bad.
Gee, Dad, how would you like to be singing the Bluebells of Scotland right in the middle of a whole bunch of smelly girls?
Well, did you ask Mr. Willett to change you?
Yeah, but he said he was sure I didn't want to be a rotten citizen.
Well, at least you have Harry to share this thing with.
No, I don't. He's home right now trying to think of something terrible enough to get him expelled.
Oh, I'll get that, Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie. That middle one. Oh, Wally. Wally, I have something I want to discuss with you a little bit later.
Well, gee, Mom, we better discuss it now. This Lumpy Rutherford just got a new set of old tires for his car. We're going to go over and take a look at him.
Well, you're not going to ride around that old wreck, are you?
Well, gee, no, Mom. He's only had it a couple months. He can't even get the motor started yet.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
It's no trouble at all, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, Wally, an old friend of mine has just moved into the neighborhood. A girl I went to school with.
I know, Mom. And she's got a homely daughter, and you want me to take her to a dance.
She doesn't have a daughter at all. Ruth has a son. He's about your age. His name is Dudley.
Dudley?
Uh-huh, Dudley McMillan. He's going to stop by here in the morning.
Well, what for, Mom?
Well, I told his mother that if he stopped by, you'd walk him to school and introduce him to your friends.
Gee, Mom, how come?
Oh, Wally, now, you know, it's very hard to be the new boy or girl at school.
I'd be glad to help Wally introduce your friend's son around school, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
There's a wonderful bunch of fellows in the gym club that just love to meet new people.
Well, that's fine.
Well, Wally?
Well, it's okay, I guess.
Good. Dudley will be here about 7:45 in the morning.
Boy, your mother sure got her nerve sticking you with this Dudley creep.
Gee, I don't know, Eddie. I mean, it might not be so bad. Hey, you want a hunk of milk?
No, I don't want a hunk of milk. Well, listen, I know the picture with a guy like this Dudley. He'll start hanging around, and the first thing you know, he'll be telling everybody he's your cousin or something.
Well, gee, Eddie, what are you making such a big deal out of it for?
Well, I'm just saying that if a guy already has a best friend, well, what does he want to go picking up new creeps for?
Come on, Eddie. Gee, Peaver, you don't have to get sore at your socks just because you have to sing soprano.
Yeah, will you, Wally?
Oh, good morning, boys.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Well, Peaver, you can't go to school with a big hole in your sock like that.
Okay, then I won't go at all.
He's been griping all morning about singing in the chorus.
Well, Beaver, you just go on to school today and do the best you can, no matter what part you have to sing in the chorus.
Yes, sir.
You know, they only have chorus practice once a week, so he won't have to be a lady singer again until next Tuesday.
Now, you know, you're not helping much, Wally. Say, your mother wants you downstairs early this morning, so you'll be there when Dudley arrives.
Yes, sir. Dad?
Yes, Wally?
Have you ever seen this Dudley guy?
Well, no, but your mother says he's a fine, upstanding boy.
Gee, Wally, he's a creep.
Peaver, there's no reason for you to assume that.
Well, Dudley, how nice to see you. Come on in. I'm Mrs. Cleaver.
Yes, I know. How are you, ma'am?
Fine. Come on. Well, my goodness, Dudley. You know, the last time I saw you, you were just about that high.
Long time ago.
Hey, look, Dad. He's wearing an overcoat.
Ward, this is Dudley McMillan.
Oh, hello, Dudley.
Hi. Hello.
Come and meet Dudley.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, you boys can't know what this means to Dudley's mother and to me. Well, we used to talk about having sons go to school together when we were little girls playing with dolls.
Yes, ma'am.
say, Dud, why don't you leave the hat here today? I don't think there's a chance of rain.
Okay.
Well, now, if Ruth asked him to wear a hat, she had a good reason. And anyway, I think it looks very nice on him.
Hi, Beef. Hi. Come in and say hi to Dudley.
Hi.
Hello.
Who died?
Nobody died. Fellas, you better get started to school or you're going to be late.
Nice to meet you.
Want to be late
nice
first
to see
day.
You, Dudley. Have a good day.
Bye, Dud.
Goodbye, bye, bye, Wally.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, Ward. You know, it may sound silly, but that was a very nice moment for me.
Yeah, I know, dear. And I'm afraid you're all alone.
Hey, what kind of creep is this creep supposed to be anyhow?
I don't know, Lumpy. He's just some kid that's leeching onto Wally just because his mother used to play dolls with Mrs. Cleaver. Here they come.
Well, how do you like that?
Wally's made friends with Lord Beaverbrook.
Hey, maybe he's wearing that goofy outfit so you'll say something. He'll slug you.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, guys. This is Dudley McMillan. That's Eddie and that's Lumpy.
Hi, Dudley.
Hi.
Hi, Dud.
Hello.
Where'd you used to go to school?
Buchanan High.
Hey, that's a super school.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys had the best girls volleyball team in the league last year.
We did?
Did you go out for anything, Dud?
Well, I went out for football, but I got my finger stepped on in the first scrimmage, so my mother made me quit.
Well, listen, I got my hair pulled in basketball, and my mother made me quit.
It wasn't that I was afraid of getting hurt or anything. It's just that, well, it's kind of hard to play the flute with busted fingers.
guys, let's get going. Want to stand on the corner all day?
Well, wait a minute. Tell me something, Dud.
You don't mind if I call you Dud, do you?
Gee, no. Thanks a lot, Eddie.
How can you smooch with the girls if you've got tough lips from playing the flute?
Come on, let's get going. We're going to be late.
Hey, wait. Hey, make sure you get one of the tall, thin lockers instead of one of the short, fat ones.
Oh, you mean they have different kinds?
Well, sure. The tall, thin ones are for the kids that have overcoats, so they can hang them up.
Yeah, and they got this little kind of a box thing for hats.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you, dear.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie. Hey.
By the way, I helped Wally introduce your friend's son around school. A lot of people know him now.
Well, that was very nice of you, Eddie.
It's quite all right, Mrs. Cleaver. I always try to put myself in another person's position. Is Wally home?
Yes, he's up in his room.
Thank you. You're looking very well, Mr. Cleaver. Well,
thank you, Eddie.
Well, that was very nice of Eddie.
Yes, wasn't it?
You say that as if you mean just the opposite.
I do, dear.
Hey, Beef, is Harry still going to try to get himself expelled so he won't have to sing soprano in the chorus?
Yeah, but he's going to wait till that report card come out so we can see what he got in arithmetic.
Hey, Wally, don't say I never did anything for you.
What?
You're going to flip.
You're moving away, Eddie?
Oh, pipe down, Squirt. Listen, I invited old Dud to Christine Staples' party.
Gee, Eddie, what did you have to go and do that for?
Well, your mother wants him to meet people, doesn't she?
Well, sure, but you just invited him to that party so you could get everybody to laugh at him.
Well, what's wrong with a few laughs? I just thought I'd drop by and let you know. Give my regards to old Tough Lips McMillan when you see him.
Wally?
Yeah, what?
Promise me one thing, will you?
Well, sure, what?
Well, promise me you'll never tell Eddie I'm singing soprano.
Well, don't worry, Beav, I won't. You see, the thing is, Dad, that Eddie just invited Dudley to the party so that he could give him the business in front of everybody.
Well, if that's the truth, Wally, I think it's a very dirty trick to play on Dudley.
Well, I guess it's not all Eddie's fault. In a way, Dudley's sort of asking for it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know, but Dudley's the kind of kid that if he just walks down the street, a guy wants to trip him or throw water on him or something.
Well, Wally, Mrs. McMillan is a very old friend of your mother's. And so I guess it's sort of up to you to take the boy in hand and... Well, in my day, we would have said, wise him up.
You mean clue him in?
Yeah. Well, however you refer to it, I think you better do it.
Hi, Mom. Well, you're certainly a lot more cheerful than you have been for the past few days.
Sure, Mom. Mr. Willett kicked me out of the chorus.
Is that anything to be happy about?
It is when you're a guy and you gotta sing with a lot of girls.
Should I ask you why Mr. Willett kicked you out of the chorus?
I don't think you have to, Mom. I think you'll get a note from Mrs. Rayburn telling you why. Where's Wally?
Oh, he's upstairs. He's playing records with Dudley.
Oh, I think I'll go up there. I like to look at Dudley.
Peter, why would you say that?
I don't know. I guess because you don't see many guys like Dudley.
Front, side, together. Back, side, together. Front, side, together. Back, side, together. Front, side, together. Back, side, together. Front, side, together. Back, side, together.
Okay, Beaver, what are you doing snooping around?
Nothing. I just came up to look at Dudley, that's all.
Okay, well, beat it, will you?
Well, it's okay, Wally. I don't mind him watching at all.
Look, Dudley, if you want to be one of the guys around here, you got to quit being so polite.
Yeah, Dudley. It's okay to be polite to teachers and parents and stuff, but don't waste your time just being polite to kids.
Front, side, together. back, side, together.
Hey, Wally, do you think I'll be able to do all right at the party?
Well, sure. Sure, you're doing pretty good right here.
Yeah, but I never had too much to do with the girls.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I used to be scared of girls, too. Until I found out that they're just as scared of us as we are of them.
Well, how'd you find that out?
Well, a couple years ago, I went to take Mary Ellen's hand. It was all sweaty.
You know, Wally looked nice when he went to Christie's party, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I talked to Mrs. Staples today. She said that she and her husband were going to be home all evening, but they were going to act as though they weren't.
Well, I hope they don't act too much as though they weren't.
Honey, is there really anything wrong with Dudley that makes Wally so worried?
Oh, I don't suppose there's anything really wrong with him, dear. It's just that he's a new kid in school, and it's going to take him a while to adjust.
Well, I hope they won't be mean to him.
Well, unfortunately, any boy who's a little different is always going to be a target for kids like Eddie and Lumpy.
Well, at least Wally will be there to defend him.
Oh, no. No, I think Wally's done about all for him he can. I'd say that Dudley was pretty much on his own tonight. He's either going to make it or he isn't.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Fine.
Hey, here they come. Wally and Dudley.
Yeah, is he wearing that goofy hat?
Now, somebody must have got to him. Hey, everybody. Everybody yell, you can't beat Buchanan High when Wally and old Dud walk in.
Oh, what for? Oh, you do it.
My mother said to get your feet off the window seat cushion, Lumpy.
Okay. Where'd she stick her head in from? Hey, Christine, watch this.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. This is
Christine Staples. May I present Mr. Dumley McMillan?
It's Dudley.
What?
It's Dudley. You called me Dumley.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
Come on, Dudley, and let's meet the others.
Hey, guys. Come on, let's lay off, huh? What are you going to do, protecting the rest of your life?
Heck no, but you guys don't know when to quit. You know, Mr. Ault was pretty sorry yesterday when you sent him into the girls' locker room for those towels.
All he did was point him toward the building. Not our fault he can't read the signs.
Did you hear the girls screaming clear out to the lake?
Well, if you don't like football or baseball or any of the sports, what do you like, Dudley?
Well, gee, nothing much, I guess.
Hey, he didn't waste any time moving in on your girl, did he?
Okay, Dummy, we're buddies and all that, but now you're moving in on my territory. Hey, how about a little music so we can shake the bones around the floor?
We can't get it to work.
Would you mind dancing with somebody, even if they were a pretty terrible dancer?
Well, you're doing fine, Wally.
No, I don't mean me. I mean Dudley.
Oh, of course. Is he afraid of girls?
Yeah, I guess he's afraid of quite a few things. But would you dance with him, even if he steps on your feet or something?
Why, of course.
Hi, Dud. I'm getting kind of tired. You want to dance?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. You'll be dancing with the best dancer here.
Oh, I know, but thanks anyway.
Come on, Dud. Come on, just once.
No.
Okay.
That's more like it.
Master, have a go at it.
spotlight. How come you didn't tell me you could play like that?
Gee, I don't know. What's so great about playing the piano anyway?
What gives, Sam?
Just playing the piano.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Okay, Beaver. I know you're awake.
How'd you know?
On account of you were snoring.
Well, how'd the party go?
Oh, it was all right. Mr. Staples only had to come down a couple times to tell us to pipe down.
Did Dudley have a good time or a bad time?
I think he had a good time. He was playing the piano.
When his overcoat?
Cut it out. You know, he plays piano real neat.
No fooling? Boy, he doesn't look like he'd do anything real neat. Did you know he could play the piano?
Well, no. He never said anything to me about it.
Boy, that's funny, Wally. Well, Dudley, who can do something, didn't say anything about it. But Eddie, who can't do anything, is all the time saying he can do everything.
Well, I guess that's the difference between guys like Eddie and guys like Dudley.
Yeah. Boy, when I grew up, I hope there's more guys like Dudley around than there are like Eddie.
Well, let's face it, Beaver. There's always going to be both kinds.
Yeah.
Coming up next on TV Land, a young boy is home alone. And it ain't Macaulay Culkin. It's Eddie Haskell. Will he be fearless and resourceful, or will he keep all the lights on because he's afraid of being by himself? Stay tuned for Eddie Spends the Night.